Now Jesus and his disciples knew a family. This brother was Lazarus, and the two sisters were Mary and Martha. And they lived about 5 kilometers outside Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. One day, Lazarus became very sick, and the sisters immediately sent a servant to Jesus to say, "Come quickly, Lazarus is sick, and we're afraid he's going to die." But Jesus just waited where he was, and he didn't set out for a couple of days. And by the time he arrived, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. Martha, Lazarus' sister, said to Jesus, "Look, if you'd come earlier, he would need not have died. You could have healed him." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, he will never die." Martha said, "Yes, I know on the last day we'll be raised from the dead." The story starts here. Now Mary came to where Jesus was and fell down at his feet and said, "Jesus, if you'd been here, my brother need not have died." Jesus saw the Jews that were with her weeping and Mary weeping, and he was deeply troubled. He said to them, "Where have you laid him? Where have you put him?" And they said, "Come and see." Jesus wept. The Jews said, "Look how he loved him." But some of the Jews said, "This man Jesus could give sight to the blind man. Surely he could have healed Lazarus." When they came to the tomb, Jesus was again deeply troubled. Now the tomb was a cave in the mountainside with a great rock over the entrance of it. Jesus said to them, "Roll the rock aside." Martha, Lazarus' other sister, said, "But Jesus, he's been dead 4 days. He'll stink." Jesus said to her, "Martha, didn't I tell you that if you believed in me, you would see the glory of God?" Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. I know you always hear me, but I have said this so that for the benefit of all those here, so that they would have believed that you have sent me." Jesus said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus came out of the tomb, wrapped in cloths over his hands, his feet, and with a cloth over his face. Jesus said, "Set him free." Now many of the Jews who had come and saw this put their faith in Jesus. But some of them went to report to the Pharisees and said, and the Pharisees called a meeting, a religious meeting. They said to each other, "What are we accomplishing? If Jesus keeps on doing all of these miracles, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take our place and our people, our nation." Now one of them, who was high priest that year, called Caiaphas, said to them, "Don't you understand anything? It is best for one man to die for the people." Now he did not say this on his own, but he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation of Israel, and not only for them, but for the scattered children of God, and he would bring them all to unity together. From that day, the Jews plotted how to kill Jesus.